Howdy folks, this is The Good Speaking. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok. Enjoy the gold.
Hello.
Are we back?
Hello.
Recording.
Recording.
Hear ye, hear ye. Welcome back to The Good, The Bad, and The Boys, the podcast. Wait, fuck, we're a Western-themed podcast. Shit.
Oh, God damn it.
Get up.
well, not this week.
Not this week, baby.
We're going back in time.
Back. Early,
more
middle.
So
age.
Than the West.
Fuck the West. We're going back to the time before beans.
Going
when
back
your
to
fields
the,
were fallow after
going
a year
across
of killing
the seas.
Them of lords, ladies, of
yes.
Well, I suppose there's one constant throughout all of history, and that's shitting on poor people, baby. Welcome back to the Good, the Bad, and the Boys podcast. We're talking about Robin Hood, folk hero.
Robin Hood, yeah,
a man. Of,
a little bit of a. We might charge a little tax too. For this episode.
Yeah, the boys are considering charging tax.
For our convenience.
For a
little tax fee.
For our crusade.
Sorry.
Against pop culture.
Pop culture. Yeah.
for nice. our crusade against spoiler warnings in podcast episodes.
Oh, God. I gotta be better.
It is a righteous cause.
Oh, it is a righteous cause. Spoilers for Robin Hood 2010.
Fuck that. There might be spoilers.
Russell
there
Crow.
Might not.
There might not. There might be. Who knows?
Russell Crowe dies. We're back. We're talking about 2010's Robin Hood. This is the Russell Crowe one. And what made you want to talk about Robin Hood this week, Isaac? What resonates?
Well, I don't
so
know.
Much?
We so much. Well, we were talking about just what to do this month, and I don't know. We had our minds set on the fantasy realm. Because we are playing through Dark Souls 2 at the moment.
That's true.
Up the proper run. I didn't get a good first run, so I'm making sure
he got
I'm
carried,
right
but
this time.
Yeah, Dark Souls review coming out at the end of the month. Look forward to that.
Yes. And we're trying to look through a bunch of fantasy things. I know this film was in my movie collection from back in the day, so I was like, sure, maybe. So I was like, okay, Robin Hoods, there's a whole bunch of Robin Hoods out there. Quite a bit.
Mythic figure.
You got like Prince of Thieves, Men in Tights, you got...
That Disney one.
I don't know, yeah, you got the Taron Egerton one.
He's a fox.
You even have the... Oh, what's the one? Oh, I forget his name. He stars in The Gentleman that just came out.
Are you talking about...
I think, which is also just as meme-y.
Are you talking about Charlie Hunnam?
I think. Oh, no, is that King... Oh, wait, no, that's King Arthur,
yeah, that was
right?
A King Arthur movie.
Charlie Adam.
You almost talked about that one.
One.
That one's oof. Surprisingly
yeah, we did.
Not
we
the best
considered it.
King Arthur movie.
Yeah.
We don't want to see people go from poor to rich. We want to see people go from rich to poor. And that's going to be on the plaque.
That's right.
Good, the bad, and the boys corporate.
Absolutely. We will monetize you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the tax, the troll toll.
Enjoy the
but
the troll toll.
Robin Hood 2010. This is a more serious take on the classic figure.
It is. Directed by Ridley Scott himself.
Ridley Scott.
Which, I guess it kind of adds to, I don't know, what we mentioned during our Thing review, is that Hollywood likes to just rehash old ideas. And
Hollywood likes to...
You know, look no further than Ridley Scott with his Alien movies and 2010's Robin
people,
Hood.
People, they just like
so many Robin Hood movies
to give Ridley Scott other people's ideas. They hand them over to him.
Exactly.
So, a bit of an interesting decision getting Ridley Scott, director of two of the most famous science fiction franchises the world has known, Blade Runner and Alien.
Yeah, which I think just the way that it was filmed definitely... Served the movie pretty well. I liked Ridley Scott's like gritty, dark, you know, tone and stuff.
Yeah,
we definitely get that a lot. He had a bit of a controversy with how the script was approached too.
Oh,
I think he wanted more of where there was more sympathy for the Sheriff of Nottingham.
What?
Where it was like more of like a moral gray thing. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But he's like, he wanted to show the flaws of both the Sheriff and Robin Hood. Like how the Sheriff is, you know, definitely taking advantage of the poor, but then Robin Hood is also inciting anarchy. So he wanted a little bit more of, I don't know, I guess he wanted just more sympathy with the villain or something. I don't know.
I didn't really get that vibe.
So a lot of script rewrites, and I'm glad it didn't really show up too much in this film, I don't think. They had to, I don't know, face a common threat with each other. But anyways, yeah, it's kind of a weird production. It was filmed a lot of locations in England. England looks so pretty.
He's very good.
Green. For looks like the Shire.
A few like
Middle Earth
fantasy, or I suppose modern cityscapes and vistas that he does. He directed Gladiator, and he had a lot of sick like second century like Rome locations. It's some pretty cool ones for Black Hawk Down. He's very good at that, and I agree with what you said.
He's good at the timepieces, time periods.
Yeah, and his style of framing and, like you said, his darker, more, I suppose, the camera's much more pulled in. I got a lot of, like, Game of Thrones vibes from this, that just kind of, like, dark medieval action drama, more what it was. It wasn't a very jovial Robin Hood movie.
A lot of politics.
Yeah, politics.
Yeah, he had, like, Prince John acting like Joffrey and whatnot. it was very Game of Thrones. Definitely.
Yeah, fucking Russell Crowe in it. Usually when you think Robin Hood, you think like some plucky little shit going around. I picture Robin Hood as kind of like the...
Maybe a little...
Like a medieval Spider-Man. Like you just...
Yeah, he medieval runs Spider-Man. And I mean, look no further than Arrow, you know, from DC too. I mean, that's the plucky, witty Robin Hood himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, not the actual CW, but
CW
usually
Arrow.
In the comics.
He takes himself
very... You know, CW Arrow, where he's just Batman.
This Robin Hood... is to Robin Hood's what the CW Arrow is to the character of Green Arrow. It takes itself pretty seriously.
This is not Robin Hood and his band of merry men. This is Robin Hood and his band of depressed woodland poor people,
like
I guess.
Depressed,
I don't know.
Homeless forest dwellers. Sherwood homeless Forest looks like the forest from Twilight in this movie. It's like foggy and gray.
Yeah. Which, again, a great tone if you're looking for that.
The tone is consistent, I would say. And
it is
for what he's going for, I think he captures that atmosphere very well. Ridley Scott is a great sort of environmental storyteller with just the locations and the sets, the costumes, just the general atmosphere and tone of it. It is all very much what he's going for. Do you think what he was going for, this darker, more nuanced Robin Hood story, fits the character of a Robin Hood?
Well, I don't know. This movie is very weird to me because it's like a Batman Begins origin movie. And if you're starting out and you're establishing the setting of Nottingham as this kind of dour, depressed, you know, all these people are getting, you know, all their finances milked, and it's just a very poor setting, and it just kind of establishes what Robin Hood has to get over, or, you know, try to strive to alternate. I think it works okay. Like, you can start out grim and dark, this dark world, and then as Robin Hood steals from the rich, gives from the poor, the mood kind of brightens as this series, you know, this Robin Hood series, which I think it was supposed to be. This is definitely like an origin movie, because he barely is Robin Hood throughout this entire time.
That's true.
There's only like maybe like 10 minutes worth
of Robin
of
and Hood,
the actual character that we know. So I don't know, like, I don't mind it, but there is no payoff to this dark, gritty tone, unfortunately. So I would have rather, I don't know. It is hard because you can't really go too extreme with Robin Hood. Like, if you go too lighthearted, it'll just become super corny. But if you go too dark, it there's not that hopeful Robin Hood. I don't know. It's a very weird decision. I guess, but I don't know. It's just with the way that the movie presented itself and for future sequels, it just didn't work. I don't know. I guess he was just too much into his Gladiator mindset or Braveheart mindset, because this is literally like Braveheart.
This is Braveheart. This is Braveheart almost in England. Yeah. And sometimes I was confused as to whether or not it was in England, because Russell Crowe's fucking accent is like 50-50 English and Scottish.
It is, yeah. Those some of the reviews too is like they were very, very mixed about what his accent was supposed to be. I didn't really notice it, to be honest. I was just like, I don't know. It's Russell Crowe. I don't expect like too much out of him, but I get it. Yeah,
it fell. His accent is mostly under the radar until he gave his Braveheart-esque speech, like in front of all the people and the king, to unite them for a common cause.
Yeah,
dude, he says like liberty 3 times in 5 minutes, and then a Scottish accent comes out. I was like, what the fuck? It's not as egregious as like a Gerard Butler in Gods of Egypt, where he plays the Egyptian god of the desert.
Oh yeah,
and he has his straight up Scottish accent on. He's like walking around, just
dude. He slips up in Phantom of the Opera of all movies too, all the time. He's slipping on his little Scottish Phantom.
His little Scottish,
really bad. Yeah. But yeah,
Russell Crowe, a little Scottish, a little Braveheart. I think the source material Ridley Scott gave him, he like clicked the wrong link or something to get into character.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, watch this, sing these ballads about Robin Hood. And he just watched Braveheart. He's watched Highlander.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like just a direct copy of, of that. It's just not Robin Hood. I don't know. It's weird. It's unfortunate too. This week, like, I was trying to find a good Robin Hood movie, but so far, because I went through Prince of Thieves and this movie, and then we watched the Taron Egerton for Thursday coming up.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
And just none of them caught my interest. It's just they're all just wrong in their own ways. So I was like, dang it, is there a single good Robin Hood film out there? I don't know. I'm sure Prince of Thieves is like a household classic, but like, I don't know. It was super corny, and it's Kevin Costner. So I don't know about that with a mullet. but anyways, this movie is what best represents the good of, I don't know, a Robin Hood movie. So I don't know. It's a little bit of a dud this week.
Would you say that you think this is the case and you don't resonate with these Robin Hood movies because you are secretly the bourgeoisie?
Oh,
is that it, Isaac? Huh?
Am I a member of the bourgeoisie?
Are you scared of stealing from the rich and giving to the poor?
I am scared.
I bet you
of
sold your fucking GameStop shares because you didn't want the hedge fund to collapse. Is that what you did, Isaac? Fucking.
I may have contributed to the hedge fund. No, I was kidding. Just kidding. I'm a. Look at me. I'm poor. I'm. I need someone to. To steal from the rich and give to our podcast is what I
steal from the rich and give to our podcast. That's the call to arms.
It's a call to arms, people. Let's group our good, the bad, and the boys group chat.
Robin boys.
Let's get our money. You guys want the best? Oh shoot! Sorry, hold on. It's like a what the heck? Oh no, is there a helicopter outside? God damn
it. Dude, they heard you.
Wow.
They heard me talking shit. No wonder you don't like these Robin Hood movies. You're getting strong-armed in LA shit out there and not liking them.
I guess so. Holy shit. oof. But anyways, yes.
So, but Robin Hood, I liked Oscar Isaac as the king.
Oscar Isaac is a very good actor in any movie I've seen him in. Like, he's really good. And this was sort of a character role, played it like super naturally.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just really good. I'm always impressed with Oscar Isaac.
the only movie I haven't seen him like 100% in is maybe Rise of Skywalker. But one could understand
true
how that trilogy
was kind of given up on that.
Could beat a man down
in that moment. Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But I thought the movie still, I could see what they tried to do. I don't know if the tone, I think the tone is just the thing that throws it off the most. It is Ridley Scott, but I liked the action. That was pretty good. I got very
action was
like later
always good.
Game of Thrones.
That's what these movies really excel in. Like even in Prince of Thieves, even like the action is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's really a single Robin Hood movie. Like even the Taron Egerton one.
That was the only good part of that one.
A lot of fun. Yeah, that it really was. Right, exactly. It was the only redeemable quality. But you're right. Yeah, it's really good action. And yeah, it definitely has that gritty Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings style action,
yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. A lot of arrows,
You got to have a lot of arrows. Fun. It's a Robin Hood movie.
Of course. You got to. I would be really disappointed if there wasn't. Forget when X-Men Wolverine came out.
That was like Origins Wolverine?
Origins. Oh, yeah. That was 2009.
One with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. So that was with Ryan Reynolds. So that literally came out like before this, a year before this movie. And yeah, I don't know what X-Men Origins did to boost these actors into this movie, but you had like the person who played Stryker, you had the Blob actor in this. It was weird to see. I was like, oh yeah, okay. I forget we're in like the X-Men Origins era cinema.
When in doubt about whether or not the movie you picked for good is gonna resonate as good, you just compare it to X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's like.
I guess I did. I just good gave for it this no week. Hope.
Robin Hood, it's all right, but it's better than X-Men Origins Wolverine. So I'm going to say it's pretty good.
So it gets a gold better star.
Better than Howard the Duck.
I'm going to look up when Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out, too.
What? What is that? Are you just like pulling bad movies out of your ass to compare?
2008. Okay, there we go. 2008. So, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out, like, 2 years later, and we see Cate Blanchett, you know. So, it's that era of movies. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. I was just like, oh, yeah. I forget. But anyways, I don't know how that helps the movie at all. But yeah. But anyways, I thought they all did really good. Like, again, Cate Blanchett is great in whatever she does. And she does kick ass in this movie, which is great. It's great to see.
Cate Blanchett is hot in this movie. She just is just like, fuck it. Here's a sword. And she just starts stabbing dudes off.
Love
horses.
Triangle, too.
Apparently,
well,
it wouldn't
not a love triangle,
be a Robin Hood movie without a love triangle, as we see in the 2018 movie we'll be discussing later. I don't know what about Robin Hood's story. Just Luxley. Makes you think, like, love triangle.
Yeah.
Love this guy has to compete.
He's got to compete. Exactly. Which, I mean, I guess adds a little tension.
I guess it's something. Is that maybe the problem the Robin Hood movies have, is they need something to do other than just medieval Ocean's 11, where they all just heist.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe if you really think about the story of Robin Hood, it's very simplistic in that way.
Tim,
like,
just,
how many times and how many different ways can you steal from a rich person? You know, it's until it gets
the whole
monotonous.
His whole story is the one sentence: steal from the rich, give to the poor. So, and a lot of the movies we've seen have been origins.
Yeah, well, and that's where this movie really kind of takes a left. All of a sudden, the threat is not King John. In fact, he's not really the threat almost at all, really. I don't know. it's a French invasion where there's this guy, Lord Blackwell from the Sherlock movies. Mark Strong, Sherlock Holmes, which came out again the previous year, 2009, with Robert Downey Jr. But anyway,
that movie
Mark
really
Strong
came out in 2009. Holy shit.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. Can you believe
it? Old.
I saw that in theaters, too.
I did.
Damn. Yeah, that was a time. Good movie. But yeah, Mark Strong, that was cool to see Lord Blackwell again. I guess he's like an insider for the French, and he's trying to sow some distrust among the people and chaos, espionage, so the French can invade. And then it just doesn't become a Robin Hood movie. It becomes, again, a Braveheart movie. And you know, it's just weird. I'm like, that's kind of a weird decision. And I don't know if that was Ridley Scott's, again, his intention to like show more sympathy towards Prince John. even though there really was no redeeming qualities for Prince John at all throughout the movie, he's really just a scumbag the entire time. Womanizer. I just feel like that maybe was the attempt that they're trying to unite Robin Hood and Prince John against a common threat or something.
I don't know. Is that the lesson that really of the Scott's movie? Intention, is that for the poor and the rich to find peace? They have to just unite to they fight just have aliens? To
unite and be subjugated?
They just...
And to fight aliens. To continue to being subjugated. That's the solution.
Continue being subjugated.
Against a common threat.
So that
threat.
They can exert foreign violence.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And then the movie goes on, you know, at the end, then they divide, they split up, Prince John enacts his tax again, and, you know, then the story of Robin Hood kind of repeats. And so I thought that was like, okay, now we've got the origins out of the way, then there'll be a Robin Hood sequel, which is what it alluded to, and then we'll actually see, you know, Robin Hood action, the actual story. So we didn't get it in this movie, but there's hope for another, which... Yeah, there's no rumors for a sequel.
I doubt
at
it.
All,
they already so rebooted they just it what, the... like once or twice since yeah. then.
Yeah, Hollywood's a little exhausted.
They learned one lesson from this one. It's don't cast, if you're going to franchise your Robin Hood, don't cast a middle-aged man to be a Robin Hood.
Yeah.
If you want to continue it for multiple
you need
a years.
Young, plucky hero.
You get your little Spider-Man type.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Other than that, straight decline between this movie and the next one. Between these two movies, this is definitely the better.
Really is, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's so stupid. The finale, it's like a medieval Normandy D-Day invasion of the French. It's like the tables have turned. The French are now invading. But it's just like, what? Why are they coming in U-boats? It's like little like wooden U-boats.
U-boats.
I was just like, what? I don't know if that's like historically. It might be, I'm sure, because Ridley Scott is good at that. But I was just like, what? Why is this D-Day? Yeah, I was just like, what am I watching? World War II or... Robin Hood, I don't get it.
I don't know if historically the French have had
it was fun.
The best of navies. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it wasn't this, yeah, superior.
I just know England's was usually fucking better, so they got on the shore, it's whatever.
Yeah, England and Spain, I think, even Spain has a run
for back in the day, though, the Vikings for sure had the best boats. Fun fact about Viking boats, they were made to be dismantled and just, like, fucking hustled by little... 10-man teams across small stretches of land easily, and that's how they were able to get away most of the time. They just go troll on the coastline of whatever kingdom they wanted, sail into like some narrow area, dismantle their boats, run it across, and then reassemble them and go away.
It's ingenious.
Yeah, like a 10-hour walk is maybe like
Vikings are pretty chatty.
3-day boat ride or something, some shit like that. That they would just slither away.
Yeah,
the true Robin Hoods.
That's fun.
The Northern Reavers.
Yeah. They really are. They kind of are, yeah. They really just plunder. I mean, I don't know if they're morally...
Probably. I don't know. Most of them were...
Better than Robin Hood, because I think they just steal from everyone.
They did,
but,
yeah.
Like, same concept.
That's your fun nonfiction lore fact of the day. This is a lore channel,
Nonfiction. Finally, a nonfiction fact.
Some nonfiction lore.
Again, good action. Like, I did enjoy the battle scene. I was just, like, kind of uncomfortable that...
Uncomfortable.
Like, that was just happening, you know? Like, in this... film, like, it's not supposed to be about the French and invasions and I don't know. And then they even like pulled like a Lord of the Rings with Kate Blanchett too. I think she was like in the battle too. She wanted to like serve there for a minute.
She did, yeah. She just Robin picked up the old longsword and was like, fuck it, we'll do it live.
She did.
I think she was like rescuing their friends or something. I forget, but
yeah, which is cool. Hot. But it was like, are we, you know, plagiarizing other things again? Braveheart, Lord of the Rings, we're pulling an I Am No Man. This movie just doesn't seem like its own, unfortunately.
Robin Hood, historically, fun fact, at least in the old tales, he's one of the first feminists. That's right, kids. I bet you were wondering why we picked Robin Hood during Women's History Month. If you guys have learned anything from our I Care A Lot review, it's that the boys are terrified of strong female protagonists. So... we instead chose a man from the 13th century who vaguely likes women.
Yes.
You're welcome, Tumblr.
You're welcome.
But Robin Hood was notoriously, I forget what the word is, anti-clerical, I think it is. I don't know. Just like anti-church establishment.
Anti-clerical. Okay.
He like saw through.
Yeah, I could see
the
that.
Medieval church of the time, and so the only like he's still a God-fearing man though, but the figure he worshipped the most was the Virgin Mary, and that's why in the old tales, Maid Marian, Miriam, however the fuck you say it, Maid Marian, is such a such a prominent character. That Robin Hood, he did rely on her a lot. She was a well-respected figure within the band of Sherwood Forwist.
She the embodiment of Virgin Mary in the story, I guess. She's a metaphor.
I think the historical figure just thought girls had more to do than bear children.
Nice. Than what they were given.
Than what 13th century women
what they were given in this establishment.
Were up to at the time.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's cool, and I think even Friar Tuck, too, is, like, a testament of, like, how the church should be, or how...
He's, like, old-school, like, post-Roman-era Christian, where they basically just wandered around and converted people, like, by being nice, and more is just more about the faith.
By being nice and spreading the word, not, like, dying by the sword.
Yeah, one no, like, holy Roman-ass Christians.
Holy Roman.
Deus
if
vault,
you don't believe in our maker, go meet him.
And
meet your maker. Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, it is. I guess I didn't piece that together. It's like it's kind of a whole anti society back in that
pretty
time.
Much. Robin Hood's a very countercultural
cool.
figure.
Yeah,
he was the occupy the Pope was Robin Hood's deal.
Interesting.
Occupy
and I also learned too, like a lot of mythological fantasy stories. I don't know. I was looking into like Tolkien work and stuff, and I think what Tolkien realized is like a lot of mythos surrounding the medieval times is actually not England based. It's a lot of like French lore. A lot of like England doesn't. I don't think has its own specific mythology that it can be traced back to England.
It might be like story wise.
I don't know if Robin Hood is a French tale.
I think England's only one is King Arthur. Is that? That's like
King Arthur is the
that's
only
like
one.
England's okay. folk hero.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that one.
Because I think like Tolkien was like, oh shoot, we need our own mythology. Let me just create Middle Earth real fast or something. I don't know.
We need our own mythology.
Something like that. I don't know. Something along those lines. I think he just found a lack of just true English mythos or something. But
English mythos was mostly a mixture of like the barbaric Britons. And the Christianity that spread north. That's why in a lot of, or at least originally in the original King Arthur tales, it's like Lady of the Lake, witches and shit. It's like sort of that mixture of, God's chosen king and sort of this like pagan themes and the Knights of the Round Table and the Holy Grail and all that. That was retconned King Arthur story. That was when the church was like, hey, wait a minute, get that pagan shit out of here. King Arthur wasn't chosen by no lake bitch. He's chosen by God.
Okay. Oh, I see. So it's kind of a rejection of some
of the more pagan. Yeah. But you could see the development through like English folk. That's some more nonfiction lore for you. But Robin Hood, he's a man of the people. Robin Hood, what do you think Robin Hood would do today if he was alive? What would he be up to? Would he be the Wall Street Bets guy?
He could. He could be a little smarter, which that's what the Taron Egerton Robin Hood kind of went with. It's very Arrow-like, or Oliver Queen is the rich person. So he's kind of like playing both sides for the benefit of society. So it could be like that. It could be like a Wall Street scenario. Or, I don't know, maybe he'd be up there with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, right? Like he could be a part of that too, I'm sure. I don't know.
Robin Hood? So the original tales, I've been researching a lot of classical Robin Hood lore recently. In the oldest, his oldest ballads is where, the first mentions of Robin Hood were. He was a peasant boy. He was that middle class, I forget what they're called, like the yeomanry, whatever, yeomen. They're like middle class people had kind of a choice in what they did. Like it could be a soldier or like a servant or something. That's the kind of choices. You had like two options. But he's like, middle class merchants, soldiers, high end servants, I should say, like that. And he resonated with the plight of those below him. And a lot of these modern retellings, it has him as a nobleman, which traditionally he was not.
Yeah.
This one, he is a nobleman.
Interesting, yeah. Even Prince of Thieves, he belonged to House Locksley.
Yeah, House Locksley.
A noble house, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way, his estate gets seized by the sheriff. The sheriff takes all his stuff. He's like, wait a minute, I'm not poor, you can't do that. And the sheriff's like, you're poor now, bitch. And then Robin Hood shenanigans ensue. I guess I guess they made him a noble because then it was more important that his stuff was taken because it's more stuff. It's not just taken from the poor. They took from the rich this time. That means they fucked up.
They need high stakes.
Yeah, high stakes. Stealing everything from a poor person means nothing.
More money equals higher
stakes. More money equals more character development. But Robin Hood he's changed a lot.
It's kind of a Marvel route almost. It's like all these superpower people
raise those stakes.
Very privileged people. And same with Robin Hood in some renditions, I guess. Yeah. Forgot what I was gonna say.
You were saying that King John was right.
That King John was right. He's always right.
He's always right.
Give us money.
Well, all right, what would your ideal Robin Hood story be? If you were to, you know, from scratch, tell the tale, as it were.
Oof. I don't know if I'm qualified to... Like, similar with Taron Egerton, I liked that they went a different route. I don't think it was executed well, or... But, I don't know, maybe something that's new. We already know the story. I don't think we really need another movie off of it. And if we do, yeah, maybe it's like a different time period, different setting, I don't know. I don't
different
feel the
time
need
period,
that we
a different
need
setting.
This many.
You mean like the Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, maybe.
Where they were like '90s gangsters. Is that what you?
Yeah, mean? Yeah. It could be like that. It could be
you
like
see
that.
That
you
Occupy
know,
Wall Street, Robin Hood.
New. Yeah, it could be something like that, where it's like a little more maybe modern, relevant, or I don't know. You know, I don't think we need another retelling. We already know like how many times do we have to go through the story. For me, I just try to change it up as much as you can to keep it interesting and keep it fresh.
Mm.
But again, I don't really know how to go about that because I just feel like it's super redundant. And so I've just watched so many Robin Hood movies this week. I'm sick of the story already.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you have any...
Just pay my taxes.
Do you have any suggestions?
For Robin Hood movie?
April's coming up, people. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. What do you have any? How would you go about?
You know what?
The retelling of the classic.
I got pretty hyped. Has anyone seen the trailer? There's a new game by Focus Home Interactive. It's called Hood: Outlaws and Legends. Ooh. I started looking into that after I watched the 2018 Robin Hood, the bad of this week, because he goes by the Hood. I think, yeah, whoever made that movie misinterpreted Robin Hood as the important part being the hood and not the Robin. So I saw this game called Hood, and I didn't know if they were within the same universe, but I think we're shooting down the Taron Egerton steampunk Robin Hood verse, because this one looks completely different.
Okay.
But it's like just a medieval heist game. It's like just very intense.
Oh, amazing.
If I were to watch a Robin Hood movie, I'd probably want just medieval, like Ocean's 11. Just like some crazy castle heist, which we saw a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe heightened like logic and stuff.
Yeah, just like...
Like these people are like super smart, mm-hmm. knowing how to...
Yeah, and in a lot of stories, the sheriff is treated as somewhat of a joke. Robin Hood constantly trolls on him. But, you know, I think we could still have the fun, quippy Robin Hood shitting on the rich. And make, So I'd say if I wanted a Robin Hood movie, I'd want the Sheriff of Nottingham to be an imposing force, and Robin Hood and the Merry Men would have to outwit him, some daring heist, and that would be the majority of the movie.
Yeah.
As for everything else.
And I think that's bringing up that it's a video game, too. I didn't think about that, like maybe a different medium rather than just cinema.
Yeah, that one comes out.
Have the people interact as Robin Hood, you know. I would love to, like, know how it... You know, feels to be Robin Hood. You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty intense.
So I think video game,
you know,
platform would be
awesome.
He's
a good archer, but at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of fucking like regular poor people trying to take on.
They're still here
trying to take on the king.
Yeah,
so very intense.
Some vulnerabilities. Maybe you could have like a scene where, you know, King John is captured,
Robin Hood, and he's getting interrogated, so you kind of see his vulnerable human side where he really is just a man, you know, and he gets beat down, but then he rises back up.
Oh, something like that. Yeah, maybe
it'd be cool, video game.
So we'll see if that's good or not.
Mechanics, Assassin's Creed mechanics, yeah, maybe. I don't
kinda,
know,
kind of like that. I'm looking forward to that, and like you said, I think maybe a change in medium.
Love to try that.
Could be what the hood needs, since everyone knows the tale.
Maybe that is,
or just
know the tale. We've seen it in DC too. I mean, you know, we have the Arrow. Like, we have, yeah, we just need something new. And yeah, why not let people be the Hood himself?
Yeah, be the Hood, or yeah, like, yeah, Arrow in television, cool. Some more like, I don't know if maybe long form storytelling would benefit Robin Hood, seeing as we can't even get an hour and a half story out of him.
You're right.
But you never know.
Try to milk it as much.
Let us know how you guys would make your ideal Robin Hood story.
Yeah.
Let us know what Robin Hood features below, resonates with people the most. What do you want to see out of it?
And if there's a Robin Hood thing that we're missing or we haven't mentioned, that might be better than...
There's probably like just some really 2010s fucking obvious one out there that we missed. People are going to be like, why don't you guys just review
just
this?
Let us know.
What the fuck?
Going back to the story, though, of this one, did you... I don't know. What did you think about like the whole French... I think it was different. I mean,
it was certainly different.
It's different. It's a
uniting against a foreign enemy. While one of the easier ways to unite a country might not be the most long-term solution, as we saw at the end of this movie.
Definitely, yeah.
What the
right
the lesson
kind
there
of reverts back to
is. If it's kind of like what we talked about with Chronicles of Riddick last time, like, there's a good story in there and it's engaging to watch. I just don't think the right name is attached to it. Like, this isn't, I could see this being more of like a King Arthur kind of story where, you know, this low born or presumably low born figure rises up and, you know, unites the people against a common goal, and you know, the ending is just they rule like a King Arthur. Robin Hood, he unites people, that's for sure, but it's like he unites poor people to fight rich people and take their money back, and that's about it. So I thought it was a pretty good movie. I like the performances for the most part, save for that like weird accent thing. I like the action a lot. I liked what Ridley Scott did with the action. It was very like gritty, medieval. Again, I got like hella Game of Thrones
that
vibes.
Yeah, it helped me be engaged.
That was
yeah.
probably the most engaging
yeah, that
part. That really grounded the story after the fucking Braveheart speech took it up into the fucking fantasy land.
I shook my head. I was like, oh, God, no.
No. this is I like the action. I like the tone. Not the story. I like the production design. That was really good. This movie I was actually pretty successful. Had a budget of like $150 to $200 million. It made like $320 million. I think this was the first Robin Hood that people had seen in a while. And, you know, the change in tone, I think, is probably what drew audiences in. It had some sort of mixed reviews, which is about what we're giving it. Because once people saw it, they're like, all right, I guess. But I think it has something to offer. I don't think it's, you know, the best Robin Hood could be, you know, as he's described in the old ballads and stuff, what Robin Hood stands for. But that was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm not sure if I would watch it again, but...
And that's the glowing review from the boys. Those are the good for this week.
That was the glowing review again.
We know how to pick them.
Yeah. So that's our... Oh, we do.
That's the good for this week.
Wow. Wonderful suggestions.
But it is by far...
Nice job, Isaac. All right.
By far the best out of the two we've watched. We'll be talking about Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx in 2018's Robin Hood, emphasis on the hood. For some reason.
I almost didn't recognize Jamie Foxx. Oh, my God. Anyways, yeah.
Okay. Tune in Thursday for that. Thank you guys so much. We just hit a little over 2,000 downloads. So we're super excited about that. Got some fun plans for the channel. Going to grow into some more mediums. Going to be seeing a lot more of the boys.
Yeah.
Especially through Isaac's OnlyFans. A lot more of the boys. So thanks so much
I'll
for
really
listening.
I'll really rob them with my...
At all. Yeah. You want to steal from the rich? Get Isaac's feet pics online. We distribute that wealth.
Distribute that one. Yeah. Wow. All right.
All right. We'll see you guys Thursday.
All right.
Good Robin Hood stories, because that won't be it. Bye bye.
Howdy, y'all. This is Terran, a.k.a. The Bad. Thank you for tuning in to our new program. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't get dysentery. Now, everybody pretend that I rode off into the sunset. Bye now.